the morning.
It's a new day on 94.9 WSJM. It's the best way to get your day started.
8:11 on the Moody of the Morning Show. Friday, October 20th, 2017. T-minus 11 days in counting until you have to put on the costume and start begging for treats. But right now, we've got a treat of our own. As in the house for Destination Sawyer Home and Garden Center, we welcome Bee. Good morning, Bee.
Aw, that was a nice segue. And I beg for treats all year long.
Do you?
Yes, yeah. Well, I don't just restrict it to Halloween.
Why? Why? You know, why ruin a good thing?
Exactly. So we had this monumental rain this past weekend. So amen. I don't have to talk about watering anything.
Well,
right,
that's
now.
For sure.
That is really nice. And then we've been blessed with these beautiful, beautiful days in the 70s, moderate temperatures at night. And if you remember last week, I was talking about how last week and this week were perfect for bringing your houseplants inside.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how to check the leaves and how to check the roots and what to do to get them inside. Because after Sunday, what our lows are now will be our highs. So they're going to be like 50 degrees and the temperatures will get down to 41 and 39 degrees. So for all those listening, if you do not bring your houseplants in this week, then next week you will be suffering the consequences of lazy. All right? And anything associated with your plants. So let's say that you're proactive. You got all your houseplants in, or you never even had any houseplants to bring in.
Okay.
And you've got this great weather. You still want to be outside. You want to do something. And you're like, but B, what in the world can I do with a 78-degree day out in my garden? Well, you can plant fall bulbs.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, because inevitably in spring, we get those sad, sad people that come in after they see their neighbors in March and April, and they say, is it too late to plant bulbs? Yes. Yes, it is. That was August and September and October of the previous year.
And let's see, that's how many months ago?
Yeah. It's not too late to enjoy your neighbors, but mm-hmm. it is too late for you to plant them. So this is the perfect, perfect weather to get those bulbs in, because what very few people realize is that those bulbs have to break dormancy and they've got to form roots for the next 4 to 6 weeks so that when they start to bloom next year, they've got the roots to pull the water up. So if you plant them too late, what will happen is the bulb stays dormant and you get nothing the next year. And then you're scratching your head and you're wondering why your tulips aren't blooming.
Yeah.
Well, you planted them in November, December.
Well, they sold me some bum tulips.
No, it was just you were the bum and you didn't get your butt out there soon enough to plant them when they're supposed to be done. That's where the bum comes in.
There you go.
So a lot of times what people do is they start off by buying the bulbs. Wrong. What you should be doing is start off with where you're going to be planting the bulbs.
So you're saying research first.
Research first in your garden. And just like that old physics problem that two things can't, stay in the same place at the same time. Okay. You know, like you can't be sitting in my chair unless you're sitting in my lap.
Exactly.
All right. You can't plant bulbs where you then want to plant annuals unless you want to dig up all those bulbs and toss them away. Because the annuals will form roots. They're going to go down and cover up the bulbs, and the roots will compromise the bulbs. So have dedicated areas where your bulbs can be and that you can go through that ugly phase when their foliage has to die back for 4 to 8 weeks, and then a dedicated spot for where your annuals are. And then if you want incredible results year after year after year on your bulbs, they must be growing in an area where during the summer, when every leaf is on the tree, they get a minimum of 6 hours a day of full sun. This is non-negotiable because those bulbs have given you all their beauty and they're depleted. And what they've got to do now is their little solar collector leaves have to pull all that sunshine in to plump those bulbs up and to form new buds for next year. So, of course, everything in March is full sun. There's not a leaf on the tree, but I'm talking about summer when the canopy is out. So that's another reason for bulb failure, is that people plant them in too shady of an environment, And then they only get leaves ever after that. And that's because there's not enough energy to create the flowers.
Okay.
So do your research first.
Yes.
Then the simple part is finding the bulbs. And nowadays, rather than bulbs being sold loose in bins, as they used to be in years in past, now they're sold in those onion skin bags.
Okay.
So that the bulbs can breathe, but you can also check out the bulbs. Now, I do have a word of warning. If you have a heavy deer population, do not plant tulips. Tulips for deer is like catnip for cats. You'll see their leaves.
Or candy for you and I on Halloween.
Absolutely. When I'm begging door to door in July. Got any candy? Got any donuts? So, you know, you'll see their leaves. You'll see their little ball, their little buds coming up. And then overnight, the deer will find them and they will devour
them.
Yum. Exactly. So if you live in town, you can absolutely plant tulips. But if you live out in the country, you can plant crocus and daffodils. You can plant those beautiful blue scilla and grape hyacinth and so many other bulbs that the deer just avoid like the plague.
Mm-hmm.
So know your neighborhood. And when you go to buy the bulbs, you're going to use your thumb and your forefinger, and you're going to gently squeeze each one because you want a nice, hard bulb.
Okay.
If they're squishy at all, that means they've already started to decay.
Okay.
And the bulb is compromised. So now you've got the bulbs back. And let's say that you're going to be planting several hundred. And because many people have huge gardens out here, that's not a ridiculous number. Well, you may or may not remember that I had my own company before I came to Sawyer. And we would plant per year a minimum of 10,000 bulbs.
Wow.
In people's gardens, but also in front of condominiums and large parkways where we were planting 500 to 1,000 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think that we were out there with a garden trowel planting 10,000 holes, you are insane. Nobody does that with that quantity. What you do, if you're going to be having large swatch of bulbs, is super simple. Use your shovel. Now, the easiest way to know the depth of how you're going to plant is this: 3 times the height of the bulb. If the bulb is 1 inch, you plant them 3 inches down. If the bulb is 2 inches, you plant them 6 inches down. So we would dig trenches, causing sweeps of areas where the bulbs would be. We'd have a nice flat bottom on there. We'd put bone meal or phosphorus down at the base. And then you've got this huge open area to place your bulbs. So we would take each individual bulb, place it flat with the pointy side up because the roots are on the fat side, and then we'd give them a little twist. And this would lock them into place.
Almost like screwing them into the ground.
Exactly. We would screw them into the ground.
Okay.
Because otherwise they'll tip over.
Okay.
Now, normal people would then take soil and shovel it in. But the volume and weight of the soil is so heavy that, again, it's flipping over your bulbs.
Mm.
So very carefully take that loose soil and keep adding it and adding it to the bulbs until they are covered. Then you can take the bulk of the soil and put it in there. But otherwise, you might flip them completely upside down.
Sure.
And then they're blooming in China next year.
They're
not blooming in your garden.
And China will thank you.
China will send you a little thank you note along with treats so you don't have to beg. So when you are done planting them, with 1 foot, just gently tamp over the area. And that does 2 things. It locks the bulbs into place, and it also confuses the squirrels. Because squirrels will go to an area that is dug up.
That's freshly dug.
They're going to be planting.
Hey, there's something here.
Yeah, or they're planting all the walnuts and acorns. So you're just, with 1 foot, going to gently tamp it down. Then when you're done in that area, you're going to water it so you can trigger those new roots. And then, very importantly, add 2 layers of mulch. Because what you don't want to do is have exposed soil that warms up, the bulbs start, then it gets into a freeze, and the mulch keeps the soil cold. That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Follow this, and you're going to have better bulbs than your neighbor.
And you'll have a glorious time in the spring, and they'll just look at you. and go, whoa, wait a minute.
Absolutely, and they'll come to you for advice.
All righty, very good. Thanks, B.
You're welcome.
Hey, great advice, as always, from Sawyer Home and Garden Center. And make it your destination, ladies and gentlemen. They've got the Fall Garden Center fully up and running with all sorts of locally grown apples and apple cider and pumpkins and gourds and corn stalks and all those sorts of things. You want to be sure and check it out. Lots of still locally grown Michigan produce, the fall varieties of those. There's fresh new fall arrivals in the nursery and perennials, and there's a sale now on nursery is 25 to 50% off. Top selection in Southwest Michigan, including burning bush, hydrangeas, grasses, and roses, and red buds, and a whole lot more. There's gourmet food tasting through the course of the weekend. The gift shop has got all sorts of apparel on sale, and new arrivals of Christmas decor. You knew it was going to happen sooner or later.
Absolutely.
One of the finest that you can find, and you want to be sure and get it on your calendar for the annual Christmas open house, which will be the first weekend in December, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Put that on your calendar. It is massive. It is huge. It is a delightful thing to see and be a part of, and you'll want to be there. You'll want to make it your destination. Sawyer Home and Garden Center, 5865 Sawyer Road, exit 12 off of I-94, and that's open daily, 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. year round. Thank you much.